The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
It is Monday, April 3rd, 2017. My name is Sam Cedar. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, son-in-law goes to Iraq. And next up for the Trump administration, net neutrality. Meanwhile, the Gorsuch filibuster looks to be on. A subway blast on a St. Petersburg subway kills 10. Meanwhile, jobs in Upton Sinclair's The Jungle come to the South. And EPA Chief Scott Pruitt investigated by his own agency and an ethics investigation from the Oklahoma Bar. All that and more on today's program, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to bear with me a little bit. I have my wrong glasses today. I'm looking a little bit, you know, old man-ish. I got that whole thing
where
you got to push
thing
it
where
down.
It's down.
Yes.
Best case scenario, you look like professorial.
I look professorial.
Best
All right, well, that's good.
Scenario.
That's the best case scenario. It's a little bit difficult.
Hello?
But exactly. I'm working on that.
Can't see too good.
I will say this, though. With everything that's going on in this world, it can be hard to keep up with all the latest political moves and perspectives. I feel like I'm constantly drinking from a fire hose. I imagine many of you are too, and that's why I love Texture, particularly on the weekends for me. It's an app that lets me read every magazine that I could ever possibly want to read or just the highlights from it. And it's all from the convenience of my phone or my tablet. It's got over 200 plus magazines. Puts an endless supply of in-depth interviews and articles in the palm of your hand. But the part that I like about it is I go through all this stuff and I don't have time to read all of it. So I star it and then I basically create my own magazine. So at the on the weekend, I can look at all the stories that I wanted to read, but I didn't have time. They're not like first order news stories. And thanks to Texture's daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, you can easily pinpoint the articles that you want to read. Plus, Texture is searchable. So you can mark what you like, check out old issues, or view bonus video content seamlessly. They have everything from National Geographic, Fast Company, Rolling Stone, New Yorker, New York. They have Family Handyman, Wired, all of that stuff. It's one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. It's normally $9.99 a month, which is like the cost of maybe two magazine subscriptions now. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/majority, you get a 14-day free trial. It's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/majority. Texture.com/majority. And this is very exciting for me.
What's that?
Michael, what's the one part of your home that can seem irrelevant but actually makes a huge difference?
I'm going to say the blinds.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm just trying to be efficient.
When they're right, everything in your home looks better. When they're wrong, everything in your home looks like it's stupid.
It looks like the Trump administration.
There's a problem.
It's just a mess.
But taking the time to shop for blinds as opposed to going, like, I don't know, down to the neighborhood hardware store. You get this crappy selection. It's expensive, too. Installing them yourself, well, not for me, but it seems much harder than any self-respecting adult like Michael would admit. Luckily, Blinds.com makes it really easy and offers a free online design consultation. This is the part where my aesthetic sensibility, not great. I think people know that.
Yep.
I don't know why you're laughing so hard, but But here's what you do. You simply send in pictures of your home. You'll get custom professional recommendations in return. Plus, they send you free samples to make sure everything looks as good in person as it does online. Best of all, if you mismeasure, Michael, or pick the wrong color, Sam, Blinds.com will remake your blinds free of charge. And every order ships free. This is like blinds for dum-dums or dummies.
No,
so easy, there's no excuse to leave up those mangled blinds that looks like a prop from The Wire. And for a limited
special
time,
unit
listen
was.
To this, 20% off of everything at Blinds.com when you use the promo code MAJORITY. That's Blinds.com, promo code MAJORITY for 20% off everything. Faux wood blinds, cellular shades, roller shades, more, all of it. Blinds.com, promo code MAJORITY. Rules and restrictions do apply. And lastly, as you can tell today, I don't quite have it together. I'm not quite shaven. I have the wrong glasses. I keep going back and forth. Our
eyes
backdrop
hurt.
Got screwed up.
My eyes hurt.
So you can see I'm unshaven. Of course, it's the beginning of the week. Undoubtedly, at one point, I'll get the call. I'm going to have to go on television. And I shave. Do I worry that I've let it grow this long? No. I mean, I used to. I used to worry about it. Now I don't even think about it. Why? You know why. Harry's. What do I love most about shaving with Harry's? Well, I love the fact that it's inexpensive, but also that it's a great shave. I mean, I have bought like those like $42 razors that you get in the where you get
really.
Well, I mean,
$42
razors. Whatever they are.
Wow.
I don't know. They're incredibly expensive. Then you got to call the guy over
yep.
from behind the counter because
it's like a Mission Impossible
put it
thing.
In this like glass case. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their trial set for free. Just cover the $3 shipping. That's like the cost of a, it's not even the cost of a blade at like the, you know, one of those pharmacy places. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade top, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. That's a $13 value for you to try. Why would you not do this? Stop messing around. Get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer. $13 value for free. All you got to do is cover that $3 shipping. To get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/majorityreport right now. That's harrys.com/majorityreport. All right, let's get to this clip. This is pretty funny. You may have seen this already. People have clipped this up already, like Veep. Here is, what was the signing ostensibly that he was going to be signing here? He was some...
Something to make trade better. And
right.
Tremendous.
Incidentally, apparently Trump is backpedaling on his NAFTA pledge.
Which is weird because you would imagine
totally.
Wilbur Ross, who's right there in that frame, is really concerned about negotiating a better deal on behalf of the American worker.
I'm so shocked, too, that Trump would do this.
He'd somehow be incongruent.
I'm still
going to
vote
word.
For him again in 2020, will most of the Trump supporters we hear at this point. He's broken just about every promise, but he says he's going to build the wall.
Sounds like a country music song.
Here is Donald Trump. You know, it's Friday, folks, and this is a long work week for him. He's already thinking about Mar-a-Lago. And what do they call this in golf? I think he shanked this one into the woods. He forgot to sign the executive order. He's having a tough time. And he doesn't even seem like he can reach around his stomach anymore.
Yeah, there's something going on with his posture. For sure.
Something weird. All right, let's listen to this.
And the review the president is initiating today and the work of members of this team on the president's behalf will ensure that we put America first when it comes to trade. We
I'm
put
so
American
good.
Jobs and American workers first.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody. You're going to see some very, very strong results very, very quickly. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Just lumbering off. He goes, hey, everybody's just sort of staring at him. Wait, where you go? What? He looks like he's about to pass out. That's what that seems to me.
He looks ill. Yeah.
It's So there's Mike Pence going back to the desk, getting the, we should get the bill and the executive order. There you go.
High functioning, high performance team.
He tells him, apparently Pence said to him like, sir, you forgot to do everything you were supposed to do.
And you can tell by Pence's body language.
That's why I picked Pence. He's always on the bar.
He's definitely, but he's clearly been abused by Trump. Look at that body language. He's like tiptoeing behind him like, hey, you just majorly screwed up.
He's not allowed to.
Mike, if you ever do that with me again, I will force you to have dinner with every single woman on the staff.
Pence not allowed to have dinner with any other male.
Hey, it's opposite week. Mike can't have dinner with men. And we all know the real reason Mike likes to have dinner with men, don't we, Mike?
All right, look, let me just get to this email here. People were complaining that we did not do our traditional April Fool's joke.
Understandably.
Last week. But for various reasons, we just didn't want to do it.
We cucked out.
Well, I don't know, we cucked out, but... So,
we cucked. Can
we please stop using that word? Right. I just can't take it anymore. I mean, at some point, we all have to admit to ourselves that it's over.
All right.
I think it just got restarted by the guy that's called on Friday.
Shut up, Michael.
And
all right, guys.
We definitely.
Shut up.
Kelly, don't do that. Kelly,
we cucked.
Seriously.
Whoa.
Kelly, what are you doing?
Jesus.
Kelly, do not. Flip over the mixing board, because if you do, it could cross the streams. We get some type of parallel universe show that we do on April Fool's traditionally, but this is not April Fool. Oh my God, no! Quarter past the hour. We're back on the Ken Ken and Ken show. You got the deuce. I'm here with Scotso in the New Dork. And the weather girl is around here somewhere.
Floating around in the hallway, scheming up a suit probably.
So we're going to be talking in a couple of minutes to one of our favorite libtards. Is going to be calling in from the Fluffington Post. As I like to call it, part of the fake Newsington Post.
Part of the aromatherapy Russia conspiracy bot media.
But I just got to say, how much more do we need to hear about the South Carolina women's basketball? I mean, seriously. Okay. Somebody, South Carolina won its... first college basketball national title on Sunday night. Already, enough already. We get it. It happened yesterday.
Can I just say, like, you have a son. He's a little leaguer, much more athletic than you. He pitched a no-hitter last week. That's a big accomplishment for the kid. I don't see any coverage, any of it anywhere.
Nobody
and when you think about it, like,
but
why?
Here's the point.
They're both fake sports, little league and girls sports.
Who? I mean, I haven't even heard a single thing about who won the male Final Four game.
We're still
not a single. I haven't heard one piece of news about it, okay? And yet,
we're still in Obama's America.
All we're hearing about is the girls won. Who won the girls' team? But nothing about the guys' team.
Nothing.
It's unbelievable.
Pretty soon, playing male sports will like be illegal.
It's going to be like whatever Title 43 or whatever.
Title 44.
You're
can't
not going to be
do
able
it.
To play this.
That it's was actually a Hillary Clinton proposal, which they were going to implement in the second term.
Now listen, we obviously got big news, and people have been emailing in about this. We will play a clip from the big thing that happened last week with this program. It is big news because we are on the map. Now, as you know, we are the number one conservative show in the northeastern part of southeastern Massachusetts. We're not going to go to it now, Doc.
You got to be very precise with Doc.
But now we're huge. Huge. But first, let's call this dude from the Fluffington Post.
I bet he's excited about the girls' team winning.
Okay. Put him, we're going to go right on the air, because, let's see if we got him. Call this dude.
This Ryan?
Ryan Grimm, you're live on the air with the Ken Kenny Ken Show. You're talking to the Deuce. You are the Washington Bureau of the Fakington Post, is that correct?
You got it.
Now, let me
ask... Your people did their research this time.
At least he admits it.
Well, I mean, I guess that is, we should be thankful for that, right? But let me just, Ryan, you're a good guy, and I know you like to get high all the time. But let me ask you this, all right? I want to read off a couple of just the things, just to set the tone for everybody, okay? So the people understand where you're coming from. Let me read off some of your fake news headlines. Democrats are back on offense and waiting for GOP to beg for their help, Then you're writing Alyssa Milano wants to drive you to the polls in Georgia. What? Okay. And then, okay,
she
here it is. Until Trump decides otherwise, a block of House conservatives now controls the government. Let me ask you a question.
Pretty good news, right?
Well, let me ask you this. How do you spell block?
Well, it depends. There's two different types of blocks. There's the one that's on top of your shoulders, and that would be B-L-O-C-K. And then a group of people would be a B-L-O-C.
Okay, whatever. What about this right here? Okay, here's how Trump could dodge healthcare defeat in the House.
Oops.
Yeah,
he should have read that, but
wrong.
He doesn't read anything, and it's not printed
out. Just like
under his nose.
Does it?
But yeah, he.
Do you ever look back on this stuff?
Read that one.
Do you ever look back on this stuff and say, like, I don't know what I'm doing?
Oh, no, because I don't look back on it.
Oh, okay.
Is that part of like? Because I know we talked about this last time and whatnot, like. Is that part of your, like, transgender surgery or whatever? Like, it affects your memory?
You're confusing me with some of your other guests, but...
well, I know a lot of you have
a lot of people
that
come on and off your show.
Here's what I don't believe, okay? You are the Washington Bureau Chief, all right? You're for the so-called Huffington Post. And you're also some type of tit contributor.
That's correct.
TYT contributor.
Yep.
Okay.
TYT.
So let me ask you this: how is it that you've got all these different stories? American University in Afghanistan is reopening after devastating attack. All right, you're in Washington D.C. There's a huge scandal with Susan Rice, a woman named Farkaris. Okay, and everything the White House did to spy on an incoming president, and you haven't written a single word about it.
Have I not? I'll get to that one today.
Yeah, you.
We have written a lot about how the government has been investigating Donald Trump for colluding with Russian operatives and the Russian government in order to swing the election.
Oh my God!
And the government did used to be run by Barack Obama.
Do you have? So do you even listen to yourself? Do you understand what you just did?
Dude, what I do?
You just completely sidestepped. You totally Obama'd that. All right. You just pretended that I was talking about something different, but I was not talking about the same thing. I'm talking about the.
Oh no, I think it's the same thing.
Oh really? Oh, okay. Yeah. So it is good for national security to spy on the incoming president?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to ask the national security folks who did it.
Well, we already heard from them, and they told America's greatest hero, Devin Nunes, exactly what he needed to know, and that's what we've led to this whole thing. We have a constitutional crisis in that the former president spied on the incoming president. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you heard anything from former President Obama?
He's working on a book or something.
Oh, now you're having phone problems?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let me ask you this. I want you to listen to this, okay? This is Christina Alalia wrote this over at, I think this was WorldNet Daily. Gateway. Okay, the only response we've received from Obama's camp is from his spokesman. In a carefully worded, lawyer-esque response, Obama's spokesman said, now listen to this, and you tell me, Mr. Washington Bureau Chief of the Fakenton News, is this the most, like, guilty-sounding statement you've ever heard? A cardinal rule of the Obama administration was that no White House official ever interfered with any independent investigation led by the Department of Justice. As part of that practice, neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. A lot of hedge room there, right?
Simply false is pretty blanket.
What?
Isn't saying simply false, isn't that a pretty blanket?
Oh, simply false. Why do you think they use that modifier, simply?
Because they're too nice to say it's a lie.
Well, maybe, do you think it's possible they could say, like, it's complicated and it's false?
I guess. They could have.
So
they didn't, though.
This only pertains to the part that is simply.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. So I think we've made that clear.
But will that be reflected in your reporting? Like, you just are on air with us right now. You just got nailed on the lawyerly nature of that statement that could have literally been written in a Sharia book on how to lie to the infidels. You admitted it with food in your mouth on a bad phone line. Are you going to take that back to the lying Tin Post?
I don't understand. Maybe you guys can help me out with it.
Dude, what's the matter? Ariana Huffington won't give you a good phone?
Does Tit have bad offices?
Writing on a daily basis. At the same time, you say everything I write is fake. Why do you care so much? Whether or not I include a line about whether the falsity was simple or complex. When everything that I do, according to you guys, is fake anyway.
Okay, your phone is breaking up, first of all.
I almost think that maybe you guys...
Is Ryan Grimm even real, or is he a robot?
Yeah, man, it sounds like you're Ryan Fakington Grimm.
Hillary bot, wait. Malfunctioning, lying too much, can't handle
your phone is out
America.
Of range, but why do we care? Because this is America, and there is a First Amendment that you are abusing. By lying to everybody. Hey, Hillary bot, your phone isn't working.
What's wrong with the phone?
Now it's fine, all of a sudden, magically. Oh, let me ask you this then, okay? How disgusting is it that a guy named Neil Gorsuch, who is one of the best family mans we have ever had to be on the Supreme Court, they are now, the Democrats, are talking about filibustering. It's disgusting. Now his phone doesn't work. Every time he's got to answer a question.
Outrageous.
Well, I mean, isn't it? I mean, we all know. Look, I know the fake excuse about how, Merrick Garland this, but I have two words for you. Joe Biden said the same thing back in the 90s. So.
Yeah, I wonder if Democrats would have done the same thing this last time around.
Yeah, I think he's got nothing. And by the way, I mean, probably the honest position would be like, of course Barack Obama should be able to appoint Merrick Garland. He's black.
Right, of
course.
He's
the first black president. He can tear up the Constitution. He can spy on Mr. Trump. He can appoint. I mean, Merrick Garland was a radical.
Total
radical.
He can
do whatever
radical.
He wants.
And, but
and he's black.
Line. Look.
Maybe he should date Ryan's wife, too.
I thought Obama should
himself. Dude, your phone doesn't even work anymore, all right? So you're just going to have to sit there and take it. Look, here's the bottom line, okay? Donald Trump is suffering reverse discrimination because he's white. If Donald Trump was black, whoever his Supreme Court guy would probably get some, they'd figure out a way of giving him 120 votes in the Senate. Even though there's 100 guys there.
Would you like to get sworn in with a dashiki? Whatever we can do for you.
Exactly. Everybody would have to be on prayer rugs.
That's
and
right.
And just like, instead of just voting for him, just bow down to him. Right or wrong, I'll give you the last word.
I think that's probably wrong.
But Brian.
Oh, you think that's wrong?
All of a sudden,
really? Is that right?
Really?
Is that right?
And the phone works all of a sudden.
So you think that's wrong, but that's just your guess, right? And you're the guy who doesn't even cover the fact that Obama spied on President Trump.
Well, he should have nominated himself. He didn't, so we'll never know how that would have gone.
But Ryan, in all seriousness, I mean, I feel I don't know why I keep trying to break through to you, but like, look, you've got ISIS, you've got Obama, you've got Iran working together. You're gay. Do you think those people are really going to protect your rights?
I don't know, but I'm glad that you guys are looking out for me.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's true. Someone's got. I mean, you're out
on drugs right now. You don't even know where you're going.
You're out smoking pot, having like a friggin' like cake and pastry party, celebrating the South Carolina women's team winning the NCAAs because that's the only sport you follow. And meanwhile, you have people who are really evil who want to throw you off of buildings, and it's only us and Mr. Trump and Jeff Sessions who want to protect your life.
Well.
I'm in good hands.
Yeah. Well, you've been a good sport to come on here and expose all the lies that you print every day. So thanks for coming on. Love to have you back on.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. That was
Ryan
Grimm from the Fakington Post. And okay. Now for the... before we get there. We live in troubled times. ISIS... Transgender bathrooms. Now is the time to invest in physical gold. For centuries, investors and collectors have owned physical gold for a variety of reasons. Gold is considered a safe haven asset, recognized as a monetary
repellent
and financial asset worldwide. Part of a portfolio diversification strategy recommended by many professional experts. Also, unlike money or real estate or property, it is able to be passed on to children and grandchildren. It's also a tangible reminder of past achievements in civilizations and things like genocide of native people. It's also setting records. Some experts believe gold may see new highs in the future, super highs. Why gold is fine? Gold is fine has a 5-year history. It's been in business since 2012. No gimmicks.
Wow.
We're committed to transparent, honest, and responsible pricing. And if you order now, we will send you a presidential Trump mug, entire presidential Trump mug set. Go to goldisfine.com/KKK show and put the deuce in as your coupon code. All right. So now the time that everybody's been waiting for. I don't know how many of you folks listen to presidential briefings, but Donald Trump, in his infinite wisdom, is no longer about serving just the Beltway media, because they are fake news. Total fake news. Okay? None of it's real.
It's all lies.
All the stuff that's real comes from outside of Washington, like we are. In the number one conservative show in southeastern Massachusetts, in the northeastern part of that.
It's all besides.
So here this is what took place last week at the White House briefing. Let's start with a clip of Sean Spicer.
People last night being another example of that. We're going to continue to move through this process. And I think we'll have further updates on where we are with respect to the rest of the EO process. With that, I want to go to my third Skype seat, Lars Larson of The Lars Larson Show.
No, we're not Lars Larson. Actually, it's the Deuce from the Ken show. We are the number one true conservative show on the northern part of southeast Massachusetts. For our question, we have one of the things that we've been asking here is that we know now that Mr. Donald Trump is president, he has access to all sorts of like things that normal people don't have anymore. And we wanted to know if he's come across in the course of being president, like, you know, any girls who are like 11s, like just, you know, that much more. Obviously, it's like a 10 rating system, but one that's really like just presidentially hot. You know what I mean?
With that, let's go to the last question on the Skype and then we'll continue. Jeff Job of South Central Kentucky, of the Jeff Job Publishing in South Central Kentucky.
All right.
I think that's part of the problem with Spicer. Like, he does an okay job, but he's still quite, like, he's from that Reince Priebus sort of, like, establishment place. So that they don't understand. Like, I think a guy like Bannon would understand that that's actually a very serious question.
Well, it also, sort of like, the bottom line is, look, you're going to, it's an important thing. It can't be all just about, they're spying on us, or we're not doing well with the Congress, or they're bad. You got to make it. One of the things that makes America great is part of, like, it's part of, that's one of the things that makes Donald Trump great, is he lives like a life that we could all live.
Like, so girls who are 11s.
If we hear about an 11, then we could be all have access to 11s.
Well, that's the whole point of, like, the Republican blueprint. Like, you can have access to an 11 if you believe in yourself.
That's
like how government should work. And that's not this perspective that you're going to get from the lamestream media or fake news or the deep gay state. They don't want you to have that freedom.
No, it's unbelievable. Meanwhile, Representative Capuano up to it again.
There he goes.
Listen to this guy who is just so out of control, mad because we have an internet. Here it is.
Someone from Massachusetts is recognized for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thanks, gentlemen, for yielding. I have a simple question. What the heck are you thinking?
Oh.
What is in your mind?
I don't know. Maybe they believe in America.
I'd like to know. What is in your mind?
What is in your mind besides
communism? Have you even
communism?
Driven around Somerville, dude? Or even Chelsea? I mean, give me a break. What's in your mind? All right?
What's in your mind besides socialism?
Jesus. God, I keep playing.
Do you want to give out any of your personal information to a faceless corporation for the sole purpose of them selling it?
Okay, pause it. All right, see how he says that? Like, faceless corporation, right? As opposed to what? A face corporation? Like, what difference does it make? No corporations have faces. This is so dumb. Continue.
Give me one good reason why Comcast should know what my mother's medical problems are. You know how they'd know?
Pause it.
Because when
okay, here's an instance. Hello, I'm old. I just fell down. I have a medical problem. Don't worry.
Sorry.
We already know what it is because Comcast has told us. We're going to send an ambulance right there.
Or here's the Democrats' plan. Here's socialism. Sorry, we have no idea what's wrong with you or where you live. Can't do anything about it because the teachers' unions won't let us drive there.
Right. And look, here's the thing. What is Comcast going to do with this information anyways? They're going to sell it to someone who can help her. They don't care. Jeez, this guy.
Why would they sell it to someone who didn't want to help her? Because if they sold it to someone who didn't want to help her, then like most senior citizens, she would proactively get another internet service provider. I mean, exactly. They just think people are stupid.
Stupid. Go.
When I went to the doctor with her and they told me what it was, I had no clue what they were talking about. I came home and I searched it on the net. And I searched the drugs that she was taking. The same with my children. Just last week, I bought underwear on the internet.
Pause it. Hold on for 1 second before he gets to his too much TMI. So he just said his kids are on drugs.
What's wrong with everybody around him? Yeah. I heard that.
Jesus.
I didn't see any.
Goes on national television.
Meanwhile, every single day you see something terrible about Donald Trump's children who are business people, who are working to save the country. This guy goes out on the floor of Congress and says, my kids are on drugs. And maybe I even helped them research the drugs they want to take online, which is maybe, by the way, real reason he doesn't want Comcast to have that data. Think about it.
Bingo. My kids are drug addicts. Meanwhile, I make fun of Mr. Trump, whose kids are business people and very good looking.
Bernie Sanders, America.
Okay, let's. Here we go again. Too much information, Cupano. That's what I call him.
She was taking. The same with my children.
Yep, they're on drugs. We heard.
Just last week, I bought underwear on the internet. Why should you know what size I take?
I know what size he takes.
Or
too
the
big.
Color.
Heavy.
Or any
pink.
Of that information.
Probably pink.
Pink.
These companies are not going broke.
Oh. Imagine that guy's shopping basket.
Listen.
Here's a bong for my kid, pink underwear for myself, and some random drugs for my mother because I don't want to trust Comcast to help her health.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Democrat, okay? Here's the thing about liberals and progressives that you have to know about. Look, he's complaining. These businesses aren't broke. All they want are businesses to go bankrupt or to go broke. That is their number one agenda. Here he is on the floor of the U.S. Congress complaining that the business is not going broke. Like, that's his agenda. It's sick. There's a disease. Not just that. Okay, listen to this. This is from WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh, who's a really good writer. We should get him on soon. Talk about, like, being beholden to the gay agenda in California, okay? First of all, California has a homosexual judge, okay, who was the one who said that voters cannot define marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Okay, clear conflict of interest, right? He's gay. Now he has the opportunity to get married. Next up, gay people, we should get all the money.
So like,
that'll be the next
that's
ruling.
The next
I
thing.
Promise you.
So I support like black people's like whatnot rights or whatnot or whatever. But could you imagine if it was a black dude who said you got to be able to let the black dude in the cafe? Like, meanwhile, they say Donald Trump
total
has conflict of interest. Like, he can't do business, which helps America while he's president, but a black guy or a gay guy or a girl could rule in their own favor.
And here's the thing that I think they don't understand is that, like, this is why there's such turmoil about this gay marriage thing in, like, bathrooms and all of it. Just imagine, like, just to further your example, just imagine for one moment if a black judge, and I don't know that they had them at this time, but if a black judge actually ruled that blacks and whites could get together, could marry, okay, we would still have a problem with that.
Right. That would be something that nobody ever accepted.
Right, but...
Because it was a conflict of interest.
Right, but because it was a white judge who was just normal and neutral, they could say, okay, if a black guy wants to marry a white person, they can. And that's why... We don't have a problem with it now.
That's why everybody's cool with it. But you gotta it took a normal judge being like, if you want to be weird, you can have that right. But you can't be a weird person giving other weird people rights.
So, this is the problem in California. So now listen to this. In California, they're considering a law that would make criminals out of nursing home employees who use the wrong pronoun for a homosexual, lesbian, or transgender resident. And it would also basically require the installation of bordellos in those institutions.
Right. So we should subsidize basically their own bordellos because they're gay and they should have everything.
It's like now we've got to pay for literally bordellos in nursing homes.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think that your parents or my parents, or anybody in the studio's parents, I don't think they want to, if they need to go to a nursing home, be living next to a gay bordello. No. And by the way, you know, I'll tell you something else. I don't think that makes them bad people.
Listen, this is a letter from the Pacific Justice Institute. Okay. Right. Now, of course, it's on the Pacific.
So-called justice.
It's full of justice. So, but it's an institute. So a Catholic facility... let's see. Okay. To enable residents to have sexual relations with whomever they please while on the premises, such an arrangement would resemble a bordello more than a religious healthcare facility.
Right.
Unbelievable. And here we go. Here is PGI President Brad Dacus. And he said that radical gender theory, which is basically what we're being is being rammed down our throats.
Shoved and wedged and inserted and forced down our
throats. I can barely breathe because I got so much jamming down my throat right now.
Can't respirate.
And radical gender theory, quote, has real negative consequences for society. All of us should be alarmed by the attempt to now criminalize the use of legal names and grammatically correct pronouns in nursing homes. So you can't say he or she or you or me or I. It all has to be like made up ones. We believe this bill is not only unconstitutional, but unconscionable. And here, listen to this. Further, this plan that they're talking about in California calls for the formal recognition of whatever name a patient chooses. So, for instance, okay, and this comes from the those guys at the Institute again. If a resident's preferred name is Joseph Stalin, under the current language, the institution, including employees, are obliged to use a name associated with the world's worst of infamy.
There you go. Yeah, we should just do it. Next thing you know, you're going to have a kid who's going to be demanded to call that. You're going to say no, then the government's going to take the kid away from you.
First of all, why is it that we only hear about cultural appropriation, right?
Right.
Bah, bah, bah. Right. But when gay people want to have themselves called Joe Stalin, and they can fully appropriate any of the worst tyrants or dictators in the world, and nobody defends them.
He was straight.
I'm just listening to this story that you guys are telling, and I have some questions. If that's okay, the deuce.
All right, whatever.
All right, here comes the weather girl to ruin our fun.
Yeah, time to rain on our parade.
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
clouds are forming.
I'm not sure that anybody but transgender people would want a pronoun changed, and I don't think that it has to do with grammar. If they did, and also I don't think that it would be changing the law.
I literally don't even understand what you're saying.
I also don't think it would be changing the law at this nursing home to allow them to have sex with whomever they please, because they certainly couldn't have sex with employees or children.
I bet they could if they're gay.
Just
if
each
you're
other.
Gay, you could probably write up a list and be like,
"Well, you should
meanwhile, try Bill O'Reilly gets destroyed
like
because he
article.
Likes girls."
Have you ever? Have you? What institute do you belong to? The Atlantic Justice Institute? I don't think so. So
probably like the Gay Weather Girls for Gays Justice.
If your point
institute.
Is this is unbelievable, I agree. It is insane.
It just sounds like the writer might have been high when they were writing it.
Bob Unruh writes at WorldNet Daily. He's a good writer.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Yeah,
okay, but so. By the way, but speaking of which, now that it's legal for gay seniors and the trans whatever whatnot, the people to do whatever they want in their own bordellos, what happened to Bill O'Reilly?
Totally attacked.
Just
totally
like,
attacked. Listen, there was a hit job out on Bill O'Reilly this week in the New York Slimes. And the New York Slimes
right.
reported, because all it does is slime conservatives. Okay, listen to how they make it like a big deal. Like, he's paid out $13 million, okay, to... And so that makes it sound like, oh, he's paid out a lot of money to a
must
lot
have done
of
something
women
bad.
That he must have done. He must have done a lot of bad things to a lot of women. But then you read through it and you find out that $9 million went to one lady. So it was only $4
million. Only $4
that
million.
Went out to anybody else, okay? So, and that was just because one girl was really greedy.
Very greedy.
Okay,
that's why
so,
we call it fake news.
Former producer, in other words, spurned producer, Andrea Macris, filed a suit against O'Reilly in 2004, and she got $9 million. Oh, thank you. I like that better than working.
Yeah, that would be like if...
I wonder if she's working as a producer now at some other show, or if she's just like sitting in the Bahamas.
I think New Doc's the only one who would take a payout and still be sitting in front of his board like a little freak.
Well, I'm just saying, like, clearly she didn't want to work. So now she just takes the $9 million and goes
it's
to
like,
Tortola.
Hey, should I put myself together, find a husband who will pay for my life? No, okay. How about I destroy Bill O'Reilly?
So here are the others, okay? Rachel Whitlieb Bernstein. I doubt she needed the money. And then there's another, Rebecca Gomez Diamond.
I think she maybe really needed the money.
Mm. And then Lori Du, they both were. But Lori Du came out in 2016 when the getting was good.
Yeah, Lori
Du. So anyways, they're attacking. And Andrea Tantaros, she supposedly said that there were sexual advances by O'Reilly, but she didn't gold dig about it.
No.
These things happen at work. All right. Here is
the tenor Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah. No, it's Andrea Tantaros.
Yes, that's a different person.
All right. So check this out. So there's a woman named Miss Wendy Walsh. Okay. And this is perfect example. So, okay. Wendy Walsh wanted to go meet O'Reilly for dinner.
Right.
To get advice.
To get help in her career.
To get advice. In other words, I'm going to kiss up to this guy let me ask you this. Do I get to go to dinner with Bill O'Reilly to get career advice? No. Okay, but she
Everyone
does.
In this office would cut off limbs to have dinner with Bill O'Reilly and get career advice.
Just one opportunity.
Or even just share some jokes together about Puerto Rican policemen.
So here it is. Okay, so she goes to dinner, and he told her, now what's she going to dinner? This is the thing. You don't know why she's at dinner. She don't know why. It's just a mystery. Why are you going to dinner? Like, these are the same New York slimes that make fun of Mike Pence.
Yup.
Right?
The
so you're damned
people.
If you do, you're damned if you don't.
That's right.
So he goes to dinner with her, okay? And her story is that O'Reilly said he was friends with Mr. Ailes. No, duh. Of course he is. He works for the guy. And he promised to make her a network contributor, a job that can pay several hundred thousand dollars a year. So wait, what is she going to dinner for? She's just going to show up at dinner? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll show up at dinner. I'm not looking for anything.
Yeah, so, no, I just love to hear your ideas, Mr. O'Reilly Shaw.
O'Reilly does her the favor of inviting her to his hotel suite. Because first of all, if you've never seen the suite that a guy like O'Reilly gets at a hotel, you're missing out, okay?
It's like a really big favor to show her something like that.
You don't understand.
Like, most people don't get to see
that. Multiple rooms. Not just like a normal room, like one hotel room where you're just in there. There's like a door. You walk into the other room. Oh, maybe there's a kitchenette. That's something that most people would like to see.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
Absolutely. I'd go into Mr. O'Reilly's hotel suite anytime.
She refuses to go and then says, I'd rather go to the hotel bar.
Probably because she's probably like expecting him to buy her drinks.
I'm going
to
say, like, yeah. Who do you think bought the drinks there?
Yeah, Wanda.
Right? Okay. So, and then, according to her, he became hostile, telling her that she could forget any career advice he had given her and that she was on her own. He also told her that her black leather purse was ugly. Okay, so Snowflake here is upset about her purse, and she's going to get no personal advice from the top broadcaster in the world. Okay, welcome to the human race. What's that? Oh, no, instead of that, you would like $5 million? Give me a break.
Ridiculous. And by the way, even when he said forgot the advice, he did give her advice. He said, your purse is ugly. What is that?
Bingo.
Maybe here's some advice when the best broadcast talent of his generation offers to meet with you and help your career, you don't reschedule what room you're meeting in and bring an ugly purse. But this is where we're going.
Yep.
Pretty soon, giving girls advice is going to be illegal. In the future, if Hillary Clinton was president, and they still want to do this, like they still have the plan, the new law is going to be, I would like career advice, and then he's supposed to, oh, I resign my show and give it to you. That's where we're going.
That's where we're headed.
It is.
Meanwhile, speaking of advice, for men seeking a natural remedy to lengthen and grow their penis.
No doc.
Consider these options. From penis enhancement surgery and cannot tolerate the discomfort of wearing a penis extender, penis enlargement pills, or using penis enlargement oil and creams. One potential advantage of using penis enlargement oil over pills, you just need not swallow it. Right?
Certainly swallowing enough in today's world.
Yeah. Sometimes some people have to, crush pills or capsules in order to take it with oil. It's just, you can just drink it or you can just put it right on your penis.
I was asking New Dork about it. And he said that it's the most easy to use product in this genre that he's ever used. Is that true, Dork?
With penis enhancement oil, one needs to simply use it to massage his manhood to make it bigger. Convenience, ease, penis enlargement creams offer instant results. So,
is that true, Doc?
Nearly.
Go to bestpenisoils.com/KenKenAndKen. Click on the large, pointy microphone in the corner. So there's a big microphone right in the corner. Click on that and fill in the coupon code DEUCE. That's bestpenisoils.com. Remember, all you do, massage it into your manhood. It will show you instant results in making your penis larger. Okay. Let's see. We got some, what was that sound that we wanted to play? Speaking of which, this is just amazing. Sean Hannity, probably one of the greatest treasures we have in America. He has blown the lid off of this, and he does this every year.
So sick.
It's a huge benefit for American parents and for just like the guy deserves a medal for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every year, he sends out a reporter to check out and see what is going on with some of the moral depravity that exists in this country basically propagated by colleges. The university has been taken over by the liberals, and they are pushing this full-on liberal agenda, which is destroying our morals. Here is a special report by Sean Hannity.
Welcome back to Hannity. So last night we showed you part one of our exclusive look into what's really happening at college spring break as college students all across the country head to tropical destinations to let loose. Now last night we saw a lot of risky behavior. Tonight, well, we'll bring you part two, but be warned, what you're about to see is shocking. You may want to tell the kids to go get some cookies. 3, 2, 1.
I'm really sorry I got arrested last night.
What did you get arrested for?
Smoking that dope, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this is so wrong. Oh. Oh, I can't believe that she's doing that, dude.
When did you start drinking today?
12 p.m.
Get ready to drink hella water because you're about to be hungover as
yeah.
What about you? You're gonna die.
Oh, it's just terrible. It's just awful. Could we just leave that up? Could we just leave that up for like a couple more seconds?
No, I mean, I would.
Because to me, it's like that shows you.
We only have time to play
you
a little clip, but Sean Hannity did a great job here. Total investigative reporting.
But that shows you how sick this is. Like, do you see that? Like, just hold the frame on that side shot right there for just like a couple of minutes. Like, you could, like, she has her top off, and it's so just wrong and sick and depraved and just really dangerous. Like, it's so important that
it's
there be
unbelievable
this. I want everyone
who's
watching.
What these liberal college professors are doing.
Like they say.
Hannity's blown the lid off of this. And I'll tell you something. We don't have time to play the whole thing in full, but I've watched it like several times now. And these reports are really important. And so
every year,
I mean,
you just watch. It was sort of like they used to be a similar. There was like, I remember, you know, Girls Gone Wild and whatnot also performed a similar service.
All right.
In terms of how bad things could be.
It's time now for Random Hotman. All right. This is where I listen to that screaming libtard, Tom Hotman, freako guy. And then I criticize him afterwards. Here it is. Let's see.
King poverty, this is an unsatisfactory, unacceptable situation, but not an inevitability, and therefore we need to refocus on employment issues.
More than 100 institutional investors in the U.S.
It's not on right now. I got to turn it back on in a bit.
Not surprising as gay guys doing ads for him, though.
Oh, my God. Let's take a phone call. Let's see. Okay, you're calling from a 413 area code. You're on the Ken Ken and Ken show. I'm the Deuce. Oh, sorry. Hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first, I gotta be honest. I gotta say it, Kelly. I knew you were from Pittsburgh, not even so much from your sense, but from your inflection. And I think you should be an out and pride Yinzer. Don't let these massholes get you down. Also, to the show, I think you guys are awesome. I think you guys are like fighting cucks out there everywhere. But one thing is that I'm not into Yins being into Jagoffs, like Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Those guys ain't got no taste. And I want to call the show and say I think you should be into men like Ben Roethlisberger of the Steelers, not just to represent football, but men, and make America great again. That's all I have.
Steelers are losers.
Yeah, the Steelers are losers. Pittsburgh's a city of cocks. Get off our phone lines.
Click. Is there anything worse than like girls talking about football?
I love when girls talk about football. It's like friggin' like Chinese guys talking about bodybuilding.
Is he on?
Cutting taxes by more than 60%.
Okay. Oh, there he is.
All right, put him up. Okay, it's time for Random Hotman. This is where I listen to that liberal freak guy, Tom Hotman, and see how he's trying to I don't know, take over America and make it a totally state-controlled enterprise.
Founders had fought and died for. Dwight Eisenhower left office warning Americans about the dangers of the concentration of power resulting from corporations getting into bed with the military. But the Reagan-Bush and W. Bush administrations openly embraced these corporate powers, inviting them into the halls of governance and hungrily sucking at the teat of their campaign contributions. In the past, those promoting what is now called the new conservative agenda went by different names. The founders of America knew that for 6,000 years, civilized human beings had been ruled by one of three groups: kings, theocrats, or feudal lords. Kings held power by virtue of the threat of violence and continual warfare. Theocrats and popes held power by the people's fear of a god or gods, and feudal lords by wealth and the power that comes from throwing average people into poverty. The new idea of our founders in 1776 was to throw off all three of these historic tyrannies and replace them with a fourth way, the people being ruled by themselves, a government that derived its legitimacy and continuing existence solely from the approval of its citizens. Government of, by, and for we the people.
Dude, okay.
Honestly, can I just say...
Hold on. Just pause him for 1 second. I turn the volume down. See if he... let it roll and just like see if he actually stops reading a book. Just put the volume down. Okay, so here's my response. How about just like stopping having a cheat by reading a book about it? I mean, seriously? No, this isn't even the show, I don't think, dude. All right, take that down. Let's try it one more time. I don't think you're on the right thing.
We come on the show every day, and we, like, prep really hard to bring you, like, real news stories and whatnot. Did you see a guy read from a book? But libtards, they'll follow anyone.
All right. Again, let's try it again. Random Hotman. I listen to this freaky deaky libtard, you know, spewing his lies to basically make America a communist state. And here he goes.
That's with a combined $3 trillion in assets.
Oh, my God.
And then all this is ads.
Securities and Exchange Commission.
I thought
to
for a guy
to
that, like, wants to destroy capitalism, there sure is a lot of advertising on this show.
The immigrant rights groups have created an immigrant opportunity agenda of legislative...
Great ways to get moving every day.
At all right. Here we go. At least it's an ad. Let's see if he's starting up again. Here we go.
Here we go. This guy should go on spring break.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Jesus Christ.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think that guy should host the show. He's got a little more energy.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom
Who's
Hartman.
This dude?
I don't know
I'm
who the hell that guy
is. Filling in for Tom all week long. I want to hear from you about... the news of the day about Gorsuch's
nomination. It's what Democrats want us all to sound like, by the way.
We'll be seeing unfold this week. Speaking of super corrupt process, sorry, I was looking for a segue into probably at this moment my least favorite cabinet member, Tom Price, who, I mean, like, this man made some... Martha Stewart went to jail seemingly for less than what this guy did and then lied about at his confirmation hearing. What? That's what it looks like to me. But right now, joining us by Skype is investigative journalist Sharona Kutz, who is did a great piece on Tom Price and has all sorts of information.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to any more of that propaganda. Tom Price is a great American. He's trying to make America great again. These libtards are very upset because they want their, you know, their socialized medicine. They want to go to the hospital, check in with a government bureaucrat, wait in the waiting room for a government bureaucrat to come out and say, you can see the government bureaucrat doctor. The doctor comes in, says, welcome to the government. What do you want? What hurts? Well, I'm sorry. I'm a civil servant. I don't have to try hard to save your life. So,
yeah,
boom,
I would
stamp your docket. go back and go home so you can wait in line to get your bread.
You need to have heart surgery, but I have a 6-month vacation planned, so you're going to die. And, you know, the other reason that they hate Tom Price so much is also because he's a smart investor. And the Democrats during the whole hearings
so
was like,
anti-business.
It's so corrupt that you use your expertise. And that guy is so wicked smart that he happened to invest in exactly the company that he was creating legislation around without even knowing. In other words, the investment advisor he picked was so good that they knew to invest in the company that he was voting for. That's who you want running government.
The point is, they're both smart businessmen.
Exactly.
So, of course, great minds think alike. God.
But they just don't understand it. You know why? You know why though? It's because they're so full of anger.
We got a call from 707. You're on the Ken Kenny Ken Show. This is the Deuce. What do you got? Yo, 707.
Dude.
Cock.
Total cock.
Calling from a 646 area code. Oh, we got to wrap it up in a minute. Calling from a 646 area code. Who's this? You're on with the Deuce.
Hello?
Hello? It's the Ken Kenny Ken Show.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, big fan of the show. I was wondering, why don't you have any real liberals like David Rubin? You know, he's a liberal, but he says things that make sense. Like, instead you have this guy from, I don't know, the Cuckington Times or the failing New York. You know, you need to have some real liberals, not these regressives.
There's a lot of things I agree with that guy, Dave Rubin. I've seen a lot of his videos.
Yeah, no, I saw it but you know what he says is he makes this really interesting point, and he does it like in a super gay way, is that he's a classical liberal. So in other words, he's not a new liberal that thinks that like black people are human beings. They should take my house. He's saying he believes in freedom of speech and whatnot. And so that's why it's like, who's the biggest threat to freedom of speech?
Why is he calling himself a liberal? If he believes in freedom of speech, he's not a liberal.
No, I mean, that's what he doesn't understand yet, but it's like some gay thing that he's got going on.
I think he's trying to expand his audience.
Yeah, marketing ploy. All right. Well, we could interview that guy sometime.
Well, big. I'm going to get off the line because I know you haven't done it.
Yeah, because you're a cuck. Okay, calling from a 920 area code. You're on the Ken Kenny Ken Show. This is the Deuce. 920. What is wrong with people? Got a lot of libs calling in on the lib line.
They don't have the courage to say anything.
Okay. Calling from a 330 area code. You're talking to the number one conservative show in the northeastern part of southeastern Massachusetts.
Hello, this is Attorney General Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions. How you boys doing today?
Oh, wow.
Fine.
Dude.
Okay.
I wanted to congratulate you on your choice of acronym. However, we don't use KKK anymore, you see. We call it the Republican Party. You got to know how to speak. You understand, boys?
I literally don't know what you're talking about, sir.
The name of the show is the Ken 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 Show. It was a legacy show when I first came on to replace Ken. And then over time, the other two Kens left. And we just kept the name because of the stationery. You calling from a 920 area code. Who's this? Where are you calling from? You're on the Ken Kenny Ken Show. This is the Deuce.
Hi, this is Kyle. I'm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Cock.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm just calling because I had to follow the orders of my local political officer. And I wanted to get some stuff straight. I hear you guys talking about these Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein's, and that they're so left-wing. Unfortunately, they are the right-wing, and you have been mistaken this entire time. You see, socialism is the answer to everything, And all you need to do is believe in the Almighty faith, and we will be set free.
What?
Dude, what are you talking about?
Know what you're talking
Whatever.
About. Oh, speaking of which, play that clip of that that socialist there. I just got it. I am due there. Not on the list. Let's just mock this guy. This is unbelievable. Yeah, full clip here.
Crazy Barney.
Crazy Barney. Listen to what he says. Listen to like how much he wants to destroy the American economy. Here he is on with Fake News Blitzer. And here's Bernie Sanders, Crazy Bernie, saying, this is, I can't even believe he says this in public. Go ahead.
President Trump signed a sweeping executive order this week involving the Environmental Protection Agency, which officials said looks to curb the federal government's enforcement of climate regulations by putting American jobs above addressing climate change. React to that move.
Wolf, that is such a nonsensical and stupid and dangerous approach. It's almost indescribable. Look, the scientific community is virtually unanimous. While Trump and his friends may think climate change is a hoax, what the scientists are telling us, it is real, it is caused by human activity, it is already causing problems. And all over the world, you're having countries beginning to transform their energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency.
There you have it. He wants to undercut on purpose the American economy for the sake of some spotted owls.
No, and that's like these guys. It's so weird. Like, just think of like how sick you need to be to care more about an owl than another American
being.
Or human or whatever, American human. It's just, it's sick. It's weird.
Here is Bertolt, but race realist. So I was listening to the cucks on last week. I don't understand why they can't just have an open and honest exchange of ideas. Like the word negroid brow ridge makes African more fit for physical than rather than mental labor. In fact, I'd argue those cucks are real racists for trying to fit Afro-Asian minds into Western society and professions. Also, when they straighten their hair, it's cultural appropriation. Go Bruins! All I know is that we haven't had enough victories for insular, disproportionately racist, funny-accented fan bases in the past year. One more for Titletown. I think I agree with that. I'm pretty sure. Big Steve, Bill Maher took some material from your great callers last week. He said of O'Reilly's kind. Why is that racist? This is why the Democrats lost. Dolink, LA Times, four-part series, Our Dishonest President started yesterday. How about Our Dishonest LA Times?
That's all they do. They lie because they hate him.
Unbelievable.
That's what people don't understand. President
so
Trump.
I'm so sick of all fake news. Spring break footage was horrible, disgraceful, got stuck in my head. And on a completely 100% related note, this penis oil is really, really working. Colin Doucette, dude, New Hampshire's like Massachusetts' kid brother. And I love Sarah Palin. Great interview today with that liar at the Fluffington Post. We have to keep keeping people like him honest. They will never like President Trump because they can't understand how everyone doesn't want to live in a 200-square-foot homes, have their 8-year-old kids doing ecstasy in the government forcing grandmas to turn transgender and have orgies in church on stack of Bibles.
That's Liberals actually true.
Rather fall on their sword than give President Trump credit for anything. But consumer confidence is up again from a record-breaking total of 116 last month to 125, and the market's up almost 15% since the election. Joseph Ballin, Random Door. Michigan man, I was very excited by bell curve call of Friday. Finally, someone bypasses the PC nonsense and speaks the truth about white intellectual superiority. He was a true alpha male. Let's go to a 708 area code. You're on the Ken Kenny Ked Show. Yes. Who?
Hello, Samantha. Is it Samantha?
No, this is the Ken Kenny Ked Show. You're talking to the deuce.
Oh, this is the Ken Ken and Ken show. Ah, I see that Samantha Cedar is too much of a cock to even take my calls now. Well, Anyway, this is Dr. Gorka.
Dr. G.
I was trying to call in to Samantha. Yeah. And I was trying to call in to him, but it seems that his phone lines are too much of a cuck to handle this alpha male. Anyways, the deuce.
Yeah.
I have one question about your core brand proposition, and it seems that the whole South Carolina thing is a distraction from the real problem of Muslim extremist terrorism in the Middle East. And I'll take my answer off the line.
Well, of course.
Keep up the good work.
First of all, I would like to see how any gay people do in ISIS-controlled territory, okay? There's not going to be any bordellos in the nursing homes in ISISville, and there's not going to be, like, go into whatever bathroom you want, or, excuse me, Mr. ISIS.
Mr. ISIS.
Mr. Muhammad.
Excuse me.
Could you please call me by a different pronoun, please? Because I don't feel comfortable with that. And then, good luck, okay? We are trying to protect American people. Real, normal Americans.
Mr. Ahmed, it's totally unfair that your, like, ISIS bakery won't do my wedding. Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
Good luck. See how that works out for you.
Unbelievable. Okay, last call. You're calling from a 603 area code. Who's this? You're on with the Deuce on the Ken Kenny Ken Show.
Yo, Deuce. This is Granite State Gary calling from Concord, New Hampshire, in the belly of the beast of where that bus conspiracy against Mr. Trump started.
Well, first of all, it's not a conspiracy because it's true.
Exactly. That's
multiple
exactly my
cousins
point.
who have told me about the
bus. But
buses.
I got more information about the conspiracy. Do you know that 6 months before the election, they were widening 93 from the border up to Concord to let more people drive on 93. You know what I'm saying?
No, because this dude is right. Because, you know, like Mexicans also like take up a lot of lane space. And you'd think because their roads are all like small and they're short and whatnot, they wouldn't. But they actually take up a lot of road room.
That is totally true.
They expanded the road.
It used to be a two-lane highway. Now it's three lanes.
But it's for the Mexicans.
North and south.
Yeah.
And I got one more. This is the keystone to the conspiracy. The former governor. You call her Hassan, Hassan. How do we know it's not Hassan for real? I mean, she's blonde, white. But who knows?
Right.
Her name could be Hassan. What does that sound like? Am I nuts here?
No, I mean,
no, I think
I
you
heard,
got a good
I
point.
The name too.
For all we know, it was just Americanized from Hussein, yep. As in Barack Hussein Obama, or could have been Maggie Hamas.
Yep.
For all we know.
Yep.
And now,
Maggie Hezbollah.
Now we got this guy Sununu. What the hell, Sununu? Do you know his father, John Sununu, was born in Cuba? Did you know that?
I did not know that. It's been completely
hidden
from the American
public. Well,
I mean, that's
the, like, those
public.
Are the fake Republicans. And, I mean, they're the ones who want to stop the agenda of Mr. Trump. That's why they opposed replacing health care and whatnot. And it comes from Cuba.
All right. Thanks for thanks
exactly
for the
call. My point.
Appreciate the call. Okay, good New Hampshire listeners. All right. We're going to take a couple more items. What's that? Oh, yeah.
Videotape of Barack Obama that no one's covering.
Okay, nobody is covering this for some reason, but you'll recall that part of this story about surveilling the incoming president, how did they do this? Okay, look, let's go back to what President Obama said. Listen to this, okay? So President Obama, the only thing that his camp has said about any of this spying is, and listen carefully, a cardinal rule of the Obama administration was that no White House official ever interfered with any independent investigation led by the Department of Justice. Oh, okay. Well, what if it wasn't independent? And what if it wasn't led by the Department of Justice? Oh, what if it was from a different country, like the British country, the England? Okay.
Yeah.
What if it was from England? Well, we got a hold of a tape that we found on WorldNet Daily that basically lays the whole thing out. Listen to this audio. Hello.
Hello. This is Barack Obama.
Oh, well, this is the British spying place.
British spying place. Great to talk with you again. I'm going to have the usual, which is a wiretap on some white people.
Righto, Governor.
I'm going to need a wiretap on Donald Trump and every white person making above $100,000 a year in the panhandle, or as we call it, Malik Shabazz Allah, which will be renamed after the caliphate is established.
A white people panhandle, right. And how would you like that delivered, sir?
I'm going to want that written up in a transcript so that there's deniability.
Right. Deniability, transcript, right away. You've got it, sir.
You know, Donald Trump is the perfect embodiment of the white devil and his devilish nature, but you are quite the opposite, British spy people. Thank you so much.
Righto. Have a wonderful day.
Allahu Akbar.
Right.
They even have the music playing.
It's so all British. There. And you know what? I think it's also a total misdirect, because you hear how Obama pretends to know that that guy on the other line is British, but for all we know with what's going on over there, that guy could be just a Muslim.
Exactly.
Well, the whole spying thing could be just a total no-go zone. So there could be no white people there. That would be the huge explanation. All right. Couple more of this, and then we're done. 420, Alphabazit. Yo, Deuce, I know books are for nerds. Have you heard of The Bell Curve? The Bell Curve is like one of the few books I've ever finished in full. It was awesome. Secret Identity Politics, classic liberal, classic Coke. Love the shows. Multiculturalism, Haitlin Jenna, Pizzagate Part 2. Alex Cuckington Jones, what was the website for the super penis beta cuck vitality oil? It is bestpenisoil.com/Ken Show. You little cuck. Next time you have a guest on from the Cuckington Post, ask him if he knows he's lying to the American people. He just doesn't care. Betsy DeVos lover. Let's see. Appish, drunk at opening day. Go Cubbies. Brewer sucks. Segregation forever. Trump, Trump's my daddy. These libs are mad. The Pence, what a true man. The Jergen style penis oil is the best. Am I right, Doc? Is he?
You're right.
Yeah.
Doc doesn't like to talk about it.
Bernard Sanders in Brooklyn. Sanders does not have three legal names, first, middle, last, like any true American. It should come as no shock that a man who wants to burn the Constitution does not think twice about the fact he does not have a middle name. Obama Hussein Obama gave us Sharia law. Bernie Blank Sanders will give us anarchy. Chris Lepaco is gay. Tried to listen to Random Tom, but that guy sounded really gay, so I went on Breitbart and read a story about spring break. Did you know that there are tons of Mexicans in Cancun? It's like a no-go zone down there. Keep up the good work, Deuce. Camp, Random Hartman, we tried it. All right, final I am of the day. Breaking news. Democrat Party now has 41 votes to mount a totally unprecedented filibuster of Judge Gorsuch. These people are shameless. It's never been done in the history of America.
So angry.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
But this is the hatred. This is what we're up against. And we've known it.
They're breaking every single norm or rule.
Dude, these are people that voted for a Muslim president who's probably gay. Do you think there's any part of them that cares about what normal people think or what normal people want? Of what a normal America is.
All right. Well, we got to sign off. Look, hopefully God will save us all. And if not, he'll do so through the visage of Mr. Donald Trump, who I should just say in my closing comments, the Deuce duo is that, remember, Mr. Trump has him just where he wants him. A lot of people fell into this trap of believing that his health reform failed? Wrong. He wanted it to. He wanted it to so he could come back and do better. But he had to discipline people. This is what he's doing. This is the way he made billions upon billions of dollars in business.
It's business.
So until tomorrow, see you tomorrow.
No more lonely.